Our next stop will be Sardis, but on the way, we'll pass by Thyatira. We won't stop there because there's nothing to see, or very little to see. The ancient city is totally covered by the modern city of Akisar, which is known for tobacco. I say very little is seen because bits and pieces of the ancient city are spread all over the town. But here are some interesting facts about Thyatira. It was founded by Alexander the Great. His soldiers worshipped Apollo, who is called the son of the god Zeus. The ancient city was a prosperous town, but not world-class like others. It was known for its textile, especially its red fabric. In other areas, the people in the garment industry made their red dye from the snails found along the Mediterranean coast. The textile industry in Thyatira used a purple dye that was made from the madder root. It was easier to get and less expensive to process. The procedure was made even easier because of the high amount of minerals in their water. Thanks to the low cost of materials and the high volume of sales, the fabric industry was very profitable for Thyatira. Acts 16:14 says that Lydia, in Philippi, was a seller of purple from Thyatira. Today, their dye is called Turkey Red. Ancient Thyatira was known for its large number of trade guilds. This included silversmiths, bronzesmiths, wool workers, linen workers, makers of dye, bakers, slave dealers, leather workers, tanners, and potters. I mentioned how Alexander's soldiers worship Apollo. He became the patron of all the guilds, and they held their annual festivals in the temple of Apollo. This included worship, drunkenness, and immorality. Not participating in these festivals was considered an insult to the guild's patron, Apollo, which had the potential of him ruining their trade. So to protect themselves, anyone insulting their god was kicked out of the guild. The choice for Christians was simple: Jesus or career. This fact helps us to understand the Lord's letter to the city. Jesus honored their suffering in this area by saying, "Your last works are greater than the first." He made a promise to the Christians in Thyatira, "You may lose your job now, but eventually you will have the authority over the nations." The letter to the church mentions Jezebel. She was a respected woman who was teaching that Christians should lower their high standards and go back into the guilds. This was yet another brand of compromise referred to in some of the other letters. As we travel past Thyatira, we will start our talks about the various Caesars, the first one being Augustus. We'll also start our lessons about Roman culture. We'll talk about Roman slaves and the impact they had on early churches. Sometime this week, read Revelation 2:18-29. If you want to go deeper, read about Caesar Augustus in Wikipedia, or watch a film about him on YouTube.